Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes today to talk about the ongoing battle we face to be noticed in a world of advertising saturation. Not only are we flooded with more marketing messages at every turn, but our society's increasing connection to the large flat screens on our walls and the small flat screens in our hands has had an effect on our attention spans. I read that the average person's attention span today is 8 seconds. Yeah, 8 seconds. To put that into perspective, a goldfish has a 9-second attention span. But you know, hey, goldfish don't have smartphones constantly vibrating in their pockets, so it's not really a fair competition. Our society appears to have a worsening case of ADD. Our attention and our patience are fleeting, and we're more empowered than ever to skip or ignore advertising. 90% of the limited television I watch is recorded. Commercials don't stand a chance against the skip button. It's funny whenever one of my family members or I grab the remote to skip commercials and then groan when we learn, a program is actually running live. I'll often walk away to do something else and return 15 minutes later so I can skip ahead. If I'm watching video clips online, 15 seconds is about what I'll give an ad. Maybe. If there's a skip the ad after 5 seconds button, it gets clicked at about 5.1 seconds. Hey, we have lives to live, folks. Gotta go, gotta go. I'm guessing that's not the reaction ad execs are shooting for in their pitch meetings. And yet, I get kidded by some friends for my unwavering fondness of what one friend describes as dead tree marketing. Now, I'm not talking about newspapers. Most folks today do not regularly read an actual physical newspaper. No, the paper-based marketing I'm still fond of is the regular distribution of business cards. Now, I'm not suggesting that they are a substitute for all other marketing. They're not. By all means, I believe we should be out there in our stores and in our markets, marketing everywhere, as much as we can justify and afford. But as societal ADD runs amok and more folks spend larger parts of their days staring at their smartphones and tablets, I like these small rectangular marketing tools more than ever. I often suggest to young managers and young bankers that the most powerful apps in their pockets are not on their phones. Instead, they are the small rectangles with their logos, their names, and their contact information on them. That said, the impact of our business cards, with all due respect to the design folks, is not in their designs. The ad impact is not the actual card. The impact is the handshake, the personal interaction, and the face-to-face conversation. The impact is the smiles and the feeling that another human being is offering assistance. The impact is in personally connecting. In a world of increasing electronic connectivity and decreasing interpersonal connectivity, handing out business cards to potential and, yes, existing customers and members is becoming a more impactful gesture by the day. The customers or potential customers and members in front of you today have access to every financial services provider in the world, on their phones, in their pockets. They have access to a world of banks and credit unions. What they likely do not have in their pockets is the personal contact information to an actual, helpful banker. And again, the full impact of a business card is not simply the contact information. It's the message delivered, the expressing of appreciation for a person's business or for their consideration of bringing their business to you. It is offering to help people going forward in addressing their financial questions and banking needs. There is no doubt that our industries are undergoing and will continue to undergo transformation. The technologies we use to deliver our products and services are evolving along with our society's preferences. But at the end of the day, banking will remain an industry of people helping people. And the banks and credit unions with the most engaged team members making personal connections with the people in their branches, in their stores, and out in their communities will be the industry leaders. Whether in a branch, in your stores, or out in your community, new relationships are still in the cards, so to speak. Make a point to get a few more of yours into people's hands this month. Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.